This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, cat and dog lovers, welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, you think your cat ball, your dog ball, or feeder sounds very basic. Well, it's not. And it's very important that it's the correct fit. The eating vessel for your pet should be the correct fit for your fur babe. My guest today created a product that is amazing. I can't wait to tell you about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Debbie Mastic. She is the founder and creator of Fluff Truff. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very glad to have you. So let's tell everyone, what is Fluff Truff?
Okay, so Fluff Truff is something that I invented for my pug back in 2018. So I noticed that he struggled to eat from traditional feeders, and I tried a different variety of feeders with him, and none of them really made it easy for him to eat. So I was trying to think, what can I do to make this easier for him? And I got a 3D printer and just started creating these like different types of bowls and came up with the Fluff Trough. So it's the only feeder that has an open front design. So what makes it different is when a dog or a cat goes to eat from it, they can keep their neck and back straight, and that enables them to eat in the most comfortable and natural position possible.
Okay, let's go back to your pug. Is your pug still with us?
No, he passed away. Oh. He was quite old.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, in memory of him, we'll talk about how he liked it. So pugs are flat-faced, and they definitely, any kind of a flat-faced dog or cat can have special issues and definitely needs a special feeder because of the fact that they're flat-faced. And they could have, I hope your dog didn't have this, but they could sometimes have respiratory issues because they're flat-faced. Was that any of your concern when you designed the Fluff Trough?
Yeah, so Porkchop was getting older, and of course he was called Porkchop because he loved to eat. That was his favorite hobby. And he struggled to get every single morsel in his mouth. So, you know, being a pug, he had the flat face, which makes it difficult, as well as a short neck. And then he also got vestibular disease. And that is a disease of the inner ear that impacts their balance. So, you know, couple that with having a flat face, it was very difficult for him to eat. So with the Fluff Trough, it's got the open front and it's got a wide, flat, shallow surface area. So it made it much easier for him to access the food. With a bowl, whether your pet has a flat face or a regular snout, they're still sticking their face in a dark base. And it's hard to, like, you know, eat around the corners of the bowl. So not only is it hard to access the food, it's really uncomfortable for their neck. And it's, you know, hard to eat and breathe at the same time. And when they have their face kind of stuck in a bowl, they can't keep an eye on their surroundings. And animals, when they eat, they naturally like a safe environment and be able to look out for predators or anyone who may be, you know, trying to steal their food. So with Porkchop, this design really helped and it made it much easier for him to eat.
Okay, let's touch on the different types of dogs, because it's funny. In my household, we had one with a beard, the Havanese. And then I didn't know why. It didn't dawn on me for
a little while why my boyfriend, now husband, used to call my dog Snout Boy, but he grew up with dogs that had beards and their snouts are not as long. And Mr. Zeus was a flat hair retriever, border collie mix, so long snout. So you have, I guess those are about the three types of dog faces. Cats, of course, don't like their whiskers to touch the edge of the bowl, so there's a challenge with cats as well. Now, the fluff trough is also good for cats, and keeping that in mind, that it's a wide trough, so it's not going to hit their whiskers.
Yes, absolutely. So while I originally designed this product for Porkchop, and it started becoming really popular in the pug community, the French bulldog community, what would happen is someone would buy the fluff trough for their pug, but then they noticed that their golden retriever tried to eat from the bowl and ended up preferring to eat from the bowl, or the cat enjoyed eating from the bowl. So all the animals in the house would show a very strong preference for the fluff trough because it's actually much more ergonomic and comfortable for all breeds. You don't have to have a flat face to enjoy the benefits of the design. And then that's how it's really grown, is people are buying it for their pugs, but then it works really well for all breeds. And now we have the standard size fluff trough, which is good for small to medium dogs. And then we have our Fluff Trough XL, which is for larger dogs.
And how about for cats? Is it the same size for cats? Is there a smaller one for cats?
Yeah, so good question. The small dog, the standard one, it actually works perfect for cats as well. And like you said, because it has that wide, shallow shape, it prevents them from getting whisker fatigue. So it works fantastic for cats.
Okay, so it can be elevated. How much can it be elevated?
So currently, we have the standard size and the Fluff Trough XL. And in order to elevate the bowl to be the perfect height for your pet, if it's not already the perfect height, we have stackable lift kits. So these are little lifts that you can attach to the bottom of the fluff trough legs. And the lift kits fit both sizes. So you can raise the fluff trough to be the perfect height for your pet. Right now, the standard size works really universally for cats and small dogs, but some small dogs, you know, are a little taller, have longer legs, so you might want to add some lifts to that. And then the Fluff Trough XL, that works really good for like English bulldog size. And then if you have a taller dog, then, you know, I suggest adding more lift kits.
How high can it go up?
It can go as high as many lift kits as you want to add to it. I mean, I've seen people use them for their Great Danes even.
That's what I was wondering. Irish Wolfhound and Great Dane, because they can be very large. And then my nephew dog, Blue, he's a hound that I cannot recall the name of. He is about 150 pounds, huge. So he would probably be a good candidate for the fluff trough.
Yes, with the Fluff Trough XL, it's really wide. So those dogs that kind of have bigger faces, they're not squeezing their big head in a bowl. It's much more comfortable for them. And with the wide surface area, you can spread the food out, and that helps prevent them from taking big gulps of food, because in a bowl, the food tends to pile up, you know, and they're taking these gulps of food. But when you spread it out along the wide surface area, it's just healthier for them.
I think you might have answered my next question, but what makes it vet recommended? Now, we talked about that they can eat better, you know, better digestion. So that's one.
Yes, it promotes better digestion. It helps reduce risk of choking and coughing while they eat, because they're not getting a lot of extra air when they eat, and they're not eating with their neck at a 90-degree angle. Typically with a bowl, whether the bowl is elevated or not, the dog or cat is bending their neck down to eat out of this bowl. And what's happening is the food is fighting gravity as it goes, you know, up the dog's esophagus. Instead of them being eating at a straight angle with a straight neck, they're fighting gravity when they eat. The bowl also is made with premium materials, so we have different insert options. You can get a FDA silicone insert, a 304 grade stainless steel insert, or a FDA silicone slow feeder insert, and they're all those vet recommended materials.
Okay, we're going to talk more about the inserts and the colors choices as soon as we get back from our break. We'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Debbie Mastic. She is the creator of the Fluff Trough. So, Debbie, we talked about the different inserts. Does it also come in different colors? And can you have more than one insert? Is it a good idea to have an extra insert on hand?
Yeah, so the standard size Fluff Trough, which is the original one that I had designed for my pug, that comes in black, gray, teal, and purple. So we have those two fun colors. And then, you know, the standard colors, the black and gray, that would match any household. And the inserts are interchangeable. So some people choose to have two fluff troughs and they have one with the silicone insert. And then they use one with the stainless steel insert for water and the silicone for food. Or some people are like, I want to have a stainless steel for both fluff troughs, and they get two stainless steel fluff trough sets. They use one for food and one for water. The great thing about the FDA silicone inserts is those are microwave safe. So if you do like to heat up your pet's food a little bit, it can go in the microwave. They're all dishwasher safe. And a lot of people do like having an extra insert because they can feed their pet breakfast. Their pet is done eating. They throw the insert in the dishwasher and then they have a backup insert for dinner. The Fluff Trough XL, right now that only comes in black and gray. And we currently have the FDA silicone insert for that and the binge blocker slow feeder insert. And we're working on releasing the stainless steel insert for that one.
Okay, wonderful. And I was curious about cleaning it and heating it. This might be a whammy question, but that's where my head goes. What about sanitizing and keeping it safe if you don't have a dishwasher?
Yeah, that's a good question. So you are able to hand wash it. The great thing about the materials that we use, even though they are dishwasher safe, if you don't have a dishwasher, they're still non-porous. So a non-porous means they're not going to harbor bacteria. So what we recommend is if you can't put it in the dishwasher, just, you know, washing it with hot water and soap on a daily basis.
Well, that's good to know because sometimes you have more than one fur babe. And even though they have their own feeders, you know, their own fluff trough, they sometimes will mix, or sometimes cats like dog food, dogs like cat food. It happens. I've seen it happen. So it's good that it's non-porous and that it, you know, can be cleaned if you're traveling or something, or if you just don't have a dishwasher, it can be easily cleaned. What about, do you have any special customer stories you can share with us?
Yeah, so we actually get a lot of special customer stories. We get them on a daily basis, and I enjoy reading all of them. They keep me very motivated, you know, when we're having the more difficult parts of running the business. But, you know, something funny that has happened over time is someone will get a fluff trough for their pet at home, and then they go on vacation, and they don't bring the fluff trough. They just think, I'm just going to use the bowls that we have at our vacation home or at the hotel. And what ends up happening is their pet refuses to go back to a regular bowl.
That makes a lot of sense because the dog is getting used to eating a certain way and it's more comfortable for your dog. And I'm saying dog, it can for cats too, but it sounds like you have a little bit more of a dog clientele than a cat.
Yes. Right now, you know, this product really started with the dog community, but we are starting to get more awareness in the cat community. But you're right. Kind of once they get used to it, it's really hard for them. Like something I tell people is when you feed your dog from a bowl, I want you to imagine eating a bowl of spaghetti with your hands tied behind your back with no silverware. Like that is the equivalent of us, you know, putting food in a dog bowl or a cat bowl and setting it on the ground and expecting them to eat that way. It's very difficult.
Definitely a challenge. from what you described and what I've experienced with the Fluff Trough is it seems very easy to travel.
It's easy to travel with. It's not the smallest bowl. The Fluff Trough, you know, it's larger than a traditional bowl because you want to give your pet more space to eat from. You don't want them, you know, squeezing their face in a dark space to eat. So a lot of people have either started traveling with them or they buy a second set to keep at their vacation home or keep it in their RV. We had one customer email us. She had gone on a road trip with her dog and they stopped on the side of the road just to take a break and feed her dog. And she set the Fluff Trough on top of her car and she forgot it. So she drove off the road and didn't realize the Fluff Trough had flown off of her car on the highway. And then as soon as she got to her next destination, she ended up ordering a new one right away because her dog wouldn't eat from a regular bowl anymore.
Oh my gosh, that's a funny story. But being a pet parent, we do get distracted with them. So especially when they're in a strange environment, that is a funny story. What about, do people sometimes buy like the XL Fluff Trough and maybe take the smaller one when they travel? Or it's not feasible to do that because it's, if your dog needs extra large, your dog needs the extra large size.
Yes, that's typically the case, but some dogs could go between both. So some people do that where they keep the XL at home and then they do get the standard size to travel with.
Okay. Well, you've explained the Fluff Trough so well, and I love the stories. Is there anything coming up that you're adding on to besides the different inserts on the XL?
So yes, we want to also release an attachable licking mat for the XL. It's something that we currently have for the standard Fluff Trough. And are you familiar with licking mats, Michelle?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So what makes the Fluff Trough licking mat so different is we have this stand that you attach to the Fluff Trough and then you set the silicone licking mat on it. So it's actually, it's sitting on the Fluff Trough. So your dog or cat can lick on it in a very ergonomic angle. They're not bending their neck. Typically, licking mats, people either set them on the floor so their pet is bending their neck down for a prolonged period, licking the mat, or they suction them to the wall and then the pet is bending their neck up for a prolonged period, licking the mat. This one sits on the Fluff Trough in an ergonomic way so that the pet is standing there in a very natural position, licking the mat. And, you know, we're starting to come up with more like licking mat recipes that we've been sharing with customers just to help people get creative, give their pets something different. But for the XL product, we also want to, release that product in the future.
Okay, thanks for sharing that about the lick mat. Could you also, and I've done this because I live in a very warm climate, and I know right now it's a little cold and where most of the people hear us, which is the U.S., but could you also put maybe a liquid in the lick mat and freeze it?
Yes, we actually have a lot of customers, they'll even freeze like a yogurt, or they'll make like a watermelon puree. And they'll set it on the lick mat and they freeze it. And then that just ends up prolonging the dog's time, licking the mat. And I think it's interesting because I get feedback from a lot of customers that they work remote. And when they need to go into like a Zoom meeting where they need to not be disturbed, they get their frozen licking mat out and they set it out for their pet. The other way people use it a lot is if they have to take their dog to some sort of therapy or grooming appointment, they will take their Fluff Trough with the licking mat and put a snack on it. And it keeps their dog occupied when they're getting like acupuncture or laser therapy or some sort of grooming. And we actually, have been requested from some veterinarian hospitals to get Fluff Troughs and licking mats because it's working really well for their hospital patients.
Oh, that's great news.
Yes.
Okay, Debbie, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the Fluff Trough. I'm excited to check out that lick mat. Where can people buy their own Fluff Trough? And when will the lick mat attachment be out approximately?
So the best place to purchase our full range of products is flufftrough.com. That's our website. And we do ship to all countries. We have a store locator at the top of the page because we are locally distributed in about 12 countries now. So if you are in another country, check that store locator. And we also are in local retailers in the US. So you could just check to see if, you know, we're in one of your local retailers. The attachable Licky Mat is already available on the website for the standard size fluff truck. And we're hoping to release the attachable Licky Mat for the XL, you know, by this fall.
Okay, that is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for creating the fluff truff and all it does to help our fur babes with aiding digestion, being ergonomic, and just making them more comfortable overall, because that's important. We want our dogs and cats to be comfortable. So thank you again for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Glad you had a good time. We're woofs and meows, you know, what's not to love, right? I hope you all enjoyed this show. The Fluff Trough is a really fabulous feeder. I hope you have a chance to check it out at flufftrough.com. I want to thank Debbie Mastic for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thanks to my listening audience. Wow, almost 15 years of Best Bets for Pets. Incredible. I want to thank my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making Best Bets for Pets sound amazing for all of my listeners. And of course, thanks to my tester, Cooper and Bailey, for checking out the Fluff Trough. And thanks to my cat crew that they assisted, Charlie, Molly, and Dennis. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.